Welcome to another edition of the XFEP podcast. It is April 24th, 2008, and I am your host, David Peralti. Today I wanted to kind of go off a little bit on a tangent and talk a bit about why I started XFEP.com. A lot of my friends and other people that know me kind of look down on the idea of me starting a blog about making money online because there are so many blogs about making money online. I told them I was going to, you know, give some of my experiences and some of the things that I've learned as a blogger for a network over the last 2.5 years, and they still said, well, you know what, there are a lot of blogs that talk about blogging, there are a lot of blogs that talk about WordPress, there are a lot of blogs that talk about building your brand, so what unique thing are you going to bring to this space? And I really didn't have an answer for that, other than my personal experiences are you know, fairly different compared to most other people in the blogging arena. But other than that, it was, you know, like I said, just my personal experiences. Those are the only really unique things that I could bring to my site. And I really didn't know if I could make it very high. I didn't know if I could build up enough traffic or build up enough following to really make it worth my time. And at one point on the 45n5.com/top100, there's a list there, the Make Money Online Top 100 Blogs, and I was fairly low on the list. There was like 150 people in the list when I was first added to it, and I think I was like 120 something. And since then, I've been able to slowly build myself up and eventually getting into the top 100 list. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, you know, you finally made it into the top 100 for that niche. It's probably about as high as you're going to go. And then I made it to the top 60, the top 50, the top 40, the top 30. Currently, I'm sitting at number 17 on the top 100 list, and that really brings me back to what I really want to talk about today. Competition, or the saturation of a niche, really doesn't mean anything. You could create a new technology blog just like Engadget or Gizmodo, and if you can put your own personal twist on it and really work hard on building up a real brand around your blog, there is no reason why you couldn't slowly but surely build up a blog just as popular, just as well subscribed, just as trafficked as either of those two brand names that we all know now. It does take a lot of work. It is very, very difficult. And for the most part, it's maybe not necessarily worthwhile, as most of the people that are actually making a lot of money are in, like, let's say, the top 10 or top 15. And getting to those ranks is insanely difficult. And I'm finding now that I'm number 17, moving up even one spot requires 10 times more work than moving up 10 or 20 spots when I was back in position 100. So I can definitely say without a doubt that boosting your rank in any niche or getting noticed in any niche, especially ones that have so many different blogs about that same topic, is very difficult, but don't let anyone ever tell you that it's impossible. If you have a passion for a subject, if you have a unique perspective, if you have some personal experience, there's no reason why you shouldn't capitalize on that and go ahead and create a blog surrounding that subject, especially if it's something that you want to write about. And that's really it for this edition of the XFEP podcast. I will have another one up for tomorrow, for Friday. I also just wanted to mention that I'll be on WordPress Weekly on Friday, May 2nd, 2008. At 9 p.m. So check out jeffro2pt0.com for more details on that.